I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Parents tell their kids over and over again, wash your hands. It's an important message, especially in the developing world. Millions of children die there every year from diarrheal diseases. Health experts say about half those deaths could have been prevented by the regular use of soap. Valerie Curtis is director of the Hygiene Center at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. She's spent years trying to persuade people in developing countries to adopt the soap habit. Dr. Curtis sought the help of experts on consumer habits. She went to the people who persuade us to wear a certain deodorant or use one brand of fabric softener.
We think that they're much cleverer than we are in the public health field at getting people to wash their hands. So, for example, you know, a typical public health message might be, oh, you dirty person, you're ignorant and stupid, and it's your fault that your children are dying. And people find that, not surprisingly, unattractive. Yeah, it doesn't really work. It wouldn't work for you, it wouldn't work for me. Whereas a soap company would research what it is that might make people want to wash their hands. So they'd maybe find out that you would want to have clean hands because you wanted to look attractive to your husband, for example, or maybe because you'd have a feeling of contamination after you've come out of the toilet or something like that. So that's what we did. We learned from the soap companies how to research consumer behavior.
Well, I'd say they're certainly really effective. I mean, these companies have convinced us of lots of different products that they say we need to use, like disinfecting wipes, air fresheners. And I'm looking at a bottle of hand sanitizer right in front of me here in the studio. I mean, what are some of the secrets that they've shared with you?
Well, I suppose the most important one is to really try and understand what goes on inside people's heads, try and understand what their lives are like, and try and understand how a new product or a new idea might be slotted into the things that they're doing already. So, for example, we're trying to document what happens to a typical woman in Ghana or in India when she wakes up in the morning and decides that she's first of all going to go off maybe to the toilet, look after her children, maybe go off to work. So where do you fit hand washing into that daily routine? That's the question. So we're looking to find what are the cues and the stimuli that say, okay, hand washing time now, and then try and fit that in. One of the big commercial soap companies helped us get access to one of the big advertising agencies in Ghana, and we worked with them to come up with a really quite a sort of funny cartoon-style advert that reminded mums that there might be something nasty, not quite sure what. It didn't say anything about germs or disease, but it just said, your hands have probably got something contaminated on them. And it was kind of highlighted with this red stain on people's hands. And then they showed how that red stain got onto the food and maybe the children would eat the food. That was incredibly memorable for mothers. Everybody was talking about it for months afterwards, having seen the ads.
So this was something brand new. I mean, there had never been that connection there before. I mean, why is this such a novel thing in Ghana?
In Ghana, people wash their hands, but they tend to just wash them with water. They tend to think that's enough. They don't tend to think that soap is really important for hand washing. And though they have soap and they use it a lot, for example, washing their clothes, washing their bodies when they go for a shower, for example, the habit of hand washing just wasn't there. It wasn't something that fitted into people's normal daily routines. And which she found at the end of the campaign that the rate of hand washing with soap had gone up by more than 13%, at least after coming out of the toilet, and by almost 40% before eating.
Over what period of time? How long did that take?
That was after a year's worth of campaigning, of quite intensive campaigning, using the mass media, using the radio, using TV, and also using face-to-face campaigns in the different districts.
Why do some public health campaigns work? Why do some fail?
I think the first failing of public health campaigns is to not do the homework. So when you want to try and promote condom use, for example, I mean, that's really an unpleasant thing to do. So somehow you've got to turn it into a pleasant thing that people are going to want to do. But if, for example, you do an ad that somehow is highlighting the joys of sex, then maybe people will want to go out and have more sex rather than actually being more careful and wear condoms, for example. So sometimes these campaigns can backfire because people often copy the norms of the people in the adverts. And what we're trying to do is to create new social norms. People really subconsciously, without realizing it, they always copy what other people do. And if they believe that's what everybody else is doing, they'll do it themselves.
Well, some are actually uncomfortable with the idea of using advertising techniques that manipulate people's behaviors to change habits. I'm wondering if you had any discomfort with using these marketing techniques.
You know, our whole lives have been shaped and dominated and modified and manipulated by marketers. Everything we do, everything we use, all the products you have around you have come from that tradition. Look, they're going to go on doing it. Let's use it for the good. I see we would be shooting ourselves in the foot if we decided that we didn't want to use these tools.
Well, this has sort of become your life's work, it sounds like. I'm wondering what is next after hand washing in Ghana?
The program is working in 20 different countries. It's working in Vietnam, in Tanzania, in Ghana, in Uganda. We're bringing in more soap companies. We're bringing in more partners in the different countries. In our view, you know, it's believed that every child has a right to be protected by vaccination, and 80% of the world's kids are protected by vaccination. Well, you know, 80% of the world's kids should also be protected by living in a household where hands are washed with soap. It could do as much good as vaccination, in fact, more good than vaccination. So my life's work is far from done. There's a lot more to be done.
Well, and I guess I should ask, too, on a personal note, how did you become interested in this particular area of public health?
It was a no-brainer, really. I mean, somebody needed to do it, and nobody else was doing it, so I got on with it.
Well, good job. Well, good luck, and thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Valerie Curtis is director of the Hygiene Center at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. She's also one of the founders of the Global Public-Private Partnership for Handwashing with Soap.